still can't see why Dwight didn't want us to meet Janet.
Oh, I guess we never would have if she hadn't phoned. I thought it was only my duty to ask her to buzz up here. Besides, I was dying to get a look at her.
Where is she now?
Oh, she's up in the guest room changing again.
You know, she certainly brought enough clothes.
And they're expensive ones, Claude. I looked at the labels.
You know, I think she's even better off than Mike figured.
Oh, I do hope it's all right to have a cocktail hour here on the patio. I wouldn't want her to think we live like gypsies.
You show me a gypsy that lives like we do.
Now, Claude, I've seen you be genteel in front of Mrs. Burnside.
Damn it, I'm always genteel.
You? Oh, that must be she. We're out here in the patio, Mrs. Burnside.
Oh, dear. I'm always tripping over that adorable little hooked rug.
Well, do be careful. We'd feel just awful if you had an accident.
Don't worry. I got plenty of personal liability insurance.
Did I say let's bring on more hooked rugs?
Now, there's one thing we gotta know right off. You do take a little nip now and then, don't you?
On festive occasion.
Good! I'll have an Upson daiquiri ready in a minute.
Oh, Mrs. Upson, I can't get over how much thought you've given every detail to your house.
Well, we've done everything we could to make it seem like a little bit of authentic colonial America.
And how well you've succeeded. Those little adorable miniatures in the powder room. John Quincy Adams.
Well, as I said to the decorator from all
Osmonds, I would have said Sloan, Scarlett Sloan.
Oh, did you ever know? Downstairs, Sloan's, upstairs, Saltman's.
Bet you didn't notice the sign post out by the driveway.
Oh, but I did. What an adorable name you've chosen for your place. Upson.
Downs.
I bet you thought of that, Mrs. Upson. Oh, no, it was Claude. I'm just a homebody. Claude's a clever one.
I'm so glad to see we have the same taste. Now, I know you're just going to adore the wedding we planned for the children.
About the wedding, Mrs. Upson.
Hold it. What's the way with last names right off?
After all, we're practically family. I just want to be plain Claude.
And I'm Doris.
Doris. Oh, I've always loved the name Doris. Not too coy, not too sweet. Sort of bittersweet.
What do we call you?
Oh, my most intimate friends just call me plain name.
How lovely. Old-fashioned, and yet modern, too. Mamie.
Well, Mamie, old girl, here's your poison. I make my daiquiris with a secret ingredient I learned from this native in Havana, Cuba. You'll never guess what the secret ingredient is. But I'll say this much. No sugar in a clubs and daiquiri.
And yet it's so sweet. Whatever do you use? Chocolate ice cream.
Say, that's rich. You hear that, Doris? Chocolate ice cream. Since we're practically family, I'm going to let you in on my little secret. Honey.
I beg your pardon.
Strange honey. That's the secret. Because I do use a little bit of rum, too.
Now I made these especially for you, Mamie.
Oh, don't they look delicious? Oh, my.
What are they? Well, I take two cans of tuna fish and put it through the meat grinder. Then I add clam juice and peanut butter. It's a recipe I cut out of Lady's Home Journal. These others are just plain jack cheese and chutney. Now, here's something special I have to show you, Mimi.
Baby pictures of little Glory.
Oh, the whole family, more or less.
Oh, isn't that precious? Oh, on a bearskin rug. Better not ever let Patrick see that one.
And there's Miss Tothill, little Glory's first school teacher. I think the light was hurting her eyes. And here's little Glory when she was a flower girl at Muriel Kidd's wedding. What is she eating? Those are the braces on her teeth.
All right. That's enough of that girly talk. I figure while we have Mamie here, we ought to let her in on our plans.
Plans?
For Patrick's career. Dwight Babcock and I have it all figured out. He came to me and he said, Claude. He always calls me Claude.
When they are together, it's Dwight, Claude, Dwight, that's all you hear.
Yep. Now, when Patrick gets back from his honeymoon, I want him to take his choice. With my influence, I can slip him into a berth on Madison Avenue or a seat on the stock exchange.
A seat in the berth?
Hey, you're a fast drinker, Mamie. Don't worry, I made plenty.
Well, I don't think so. You don't happen to like gin, do you, Mamie? Oh, I love it. After dinner, I'll get out the cards and we'll have a little game.
Now, we come to the problem of what to get the kiddies for a wedding present. And I've got that all figured out, too. Why don't we get together? You and I. And buy the kiddies that.
What?
Why not what? Right next door. We can take this wall down here and the patio can smack up against ours. Couldn't tell where one left off and the other began.
So you really wouldn't be using a daughter. You'd be gaining a patio.
Yes. But we gotta start bidding on that property. Some other people are bidding on it. The wrong kind.
Oh?
Fellow named Epstein. Abraham Epstein.
The cellist? How lucky you are to have all that lovely music right next door. When Doris is a dolly, I want to be...
Maybe you don't understand quite how it is up here, Mamie. But this neighborhood is restricted only to our property line. So, you know, we have an obligation to make sure we're well, you know.
Tell you what I'll do, Mamie. I'll have my broker make a bid. And then when it goes into escrow, we can divvy it up 50-50. You don't have to do a thing.
Why? You've thought of everything, haven't you? Planned the wedding? Laid out Patrick's career? And even chosen my wedding gift? Well, I guess there's only one thing left for me to do.
What's that, Mamie?
Give a nice, intimate family dinner. Oh, lovely!
Mamie! You're top drawer!